This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the Nutra Medical Report. We have Deborah Tavares here. Deborah, I know you mentioned earlier that you wanted to do a two-hour special. We probably the best way to do that would be probably not on our radio station.
We'll talk about that off-air. What I'd really like to
do. Yeah, but I'm just saying we'll do that sometime. What I want you to talk about is, number one, over the weekend, this major explosive thing that was on Alex Jones and Mike Adams. And you're right, there's no borders. There's no real left and right side. It's all manipulation.
And when we mean no borders, I mean worldwide. There are no borders for this business takeover called corporations.
Well, it's been going on for over 100 years. All the foundations that have set this up, who set up the 1918 pandemic, it was the Rockefeller Foundation that actually did that, making the initial 1918 flu, and they're trying to make a, quote, typhus vaccine. This is every one of these viruses the last 25 years are all out of a lab. And we gave all the lab technology. You have to understand there's no such thing as a border between us and the Communist Chinese. So when Trump's trying to accuse the Communist Chinese, he should point, as they say, you got a finger pointing toward the Chinese. What about the other fingers pointing toward Trump?
Hang on.
And all the people around him. Let me finish my statement, okay? And pointing toward all the people, Fauci, Birx, all these maniacs around need to go to prison and or go to military tribunals and be prosecuted. And if we don't do this, and if Trump doesn't do it shortly and restart the economy, we're going to have civil disruption like you've never seen in this country. Please continue.
Well, that's, of course, the goal, and that is the point. And
right.
Sadly, we have crisis actors up there presenting information about the COVID the virus that is not even true. So the whole thing is...
Make a couple statements so I can either agree with them or counter them. Go ahead.
Well, what I want to alert everybody to is a video I've just cut loose about a half hour ago on StopTheCrime.net. It is entitled COVID, Lockdown, Global Bankruptcy, and the Plan.
It's
from the Rockefeller Foundation to create an economically unstable and shock-prone world. Authoritarian controls and criminals thrive. And know that we are the enemy and war has been declared. And I refer to silent weapons for quiet wars. And I want to get through this because what we're falling into is a totalitarian takedown. It has nothing to do with the virus. So we're reading some of the things on the Drudge Report right now. Boston suburb threatens $100 fines to anyone walking in the wrong direction. Now let's talk about that. People were experiencing what's still left of the farmers markets before they're taken down too.
Right.
Where literally, if you're not wearing a face mask or covering and following the arrows walking in the right direction, they could be closed down. And what they're telling people is that there are others taking photographs, sending it in and complaining that they are breaching the orders of...
Yeah, you know, like the Spitznaz of East Germany is what you're saying. We're turning to East Germany.
I am saying what I'm saying. So,
yeah.
And also, it's important to understand that right now they're talking about a 13-foot separation rather than just the 6.
How can they have 13-foot separation?
Hang on.
That's
hang on. Let me keep going, please.
Whoa, 13 feet.
Hang on. Yeah. 13-foot required separation, and they're now also saying that this is tracked by your shoes. Now, I want to compare this to what Berkeley, the University of Berkeley did in San Francisco with the sudden oak death syndrome when we had oak trees failing, and they are falling by the millions, and that is because of the overhead aerosol dumps, and the trees are dying. So Berkeley came out and told all of us they were going to put properties on a map and show those that were infected. And if you were doing any tree work at all or using tools or rolling or driving in and off those properties, you could be spreading the sudden oak death syndrome all over. That was a massive psyop. They're using the same game now with COVID. So let's also talk about, okay, not only now 13 feet distancing between us and the spreading of it by our shoes, But we're going to see record bankruptcies because of the massive unemployment. What the states have agreed to is that all of the property owners need to also throw in their loss of revenue and allow tenants to live in their homes or in their buildings free of charge and until the orders are put aside, and then they have so many months to rebound financially, the tenants, that is, and then start paying the rent. This is how they're taking down all sides of the equation, because certainly landowners that are supplying rental property have mortgages to pay.
And I think you're a landowner, too. You own properties, right?
Well, I want to add a few things about that, which is absolutely critical.
Right.
Many people have been doing energy compliance work and taking out loans that are Rockefeller loans called PACE loans and HERO loans.
Right.
PACE. Now, I have YouTubes up on StopTheCrime.net about the PACE loans and how literally detrimental and horrific they are. Now, what we found here in our county, in Sonoma County, here about an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge, is that the tax collector has extended the possibility that you do not have to pay your property taxes, but each person is screened separately. And they're reviewed on the basis of have they requested a loan from the government. If they haven't, then they're not going to be extended, likely. They won't be extended a deferment on paying their taxes without penalties, because they have to show that they're willing to take on more Rockefeller Luciferian loans in order to extend the property tax. It's also Luciferian in and of itself. But we're going to see, and if you make or reach an agreement with your local tax collector, that does not eliminate the requirement of the PACE loans or HERO loans that you've already got on your properties. PACE can foreclose on anyone within 6 months, period. So I can only tell you that we are headed in to a death blow. We also learned that in San Diego, there were dozens of people parked along the coastline watching the sunset while sitting in their cars. They were issued $1,000 tickets because it was not essential. So it is so important to understand.
We see that also happening with churches. Please continue.
Yeah,
they're sitting in their car watching guys half a mile away, and they're inside their car. I mean, excuse me?
Well, I can tell you that some of my direct experience is as follows. While I was at a farmer's market and certainly wearing the costume to appear that I was concerned about COVID and doing the social distancing, because I do not want to be one of the reasons in the photographs that the farmer markets are closed. They're on a linchpin right now. They're going to close up the farmer's market because they're literally collapsing the food supply. When you read...
Oh, yeah. Well, if the farmers don't put the crop in the ground right now, which has to be the small business funding of the Democrats, remember... The Democrats and Obama
I don't
are
talk
directly.
About Democrats.
No, but let me finish. Let me finish. Okay, it's my show too. The Democrats are doing their side, and the Republicans are doing their side to this evil, and they're holding up the small business budget. Basically, which means the farmers are going to put the crop in the ground. By the fall, we're going to have a massive famine, and the nation should never have a famine. So that's my comment. Go ahead.
We're already headed into a famine because.
So you know, Deborah, when I have a comment to make, you need to let me finish it. Rather than cutting me off, I know that some people don't want me to make my comments. You can turn off the radio and walk away. But I will make comments, and if I have to insert something, I'm going to, okay? Please. Continue.
Well, I've lost my train of thought, so...
That's okay. Now, your train of thought is basically... Well, you should have your train of thought, which basically is they're doing totalitarianism.
Not when I'm sideswiped. It's hard for me to have a train of thought.
Well, I'm going to make another comment then. The problem right now is they're going to create a famine, which doesn't need to happen... And the economic meltdown that's happening will be a lot worse in terms of death than the freaking virus.
Now, let me continue with my on-the-boots direct experience to what you're saying, and I can add to this. It's most important to understand that we are headed into massive food scarcity and shortages.
Right.
What I've been talking about with a number of different grocery stores is when they place their weekly order for items that, to restock, I was told that their order's coming in like Swiss cheese. In other words, there's holes in the orders. They're not getting the food requests that are on their orders. So what they're doing to create the appearance of more volume is they're tightening up sections that are pretty sparse so that it doesn't look as empty as it really is. But when you go through the markets, you're going to see lots of empty shelves. That's going to increase because the supply chain for food that is naturally raised in soil, dirt, water, and sun is being eliminated, and that is all via executive order through Trump, through this Luciferian domain controlling the country, which is simply doing business. It's nothing personal. The entire country is run by corporations that are doing business. And so the business model is to control the food supply, move in with GMO food and bio food, and that is via executive order. Now, in the Rockefeller Foundation...
Exactly. And by the way, Trump's pushing this too, by the way. And Mick Mulvaney before, and the current staff of maniacs, right? So it's not just the Democrats, it's both sides, and every country is the same thing.
Absolutely.
Nobody's looking out for the citizens of Earth at all. Nobody, except us.
Well, we're going to have to strengthen that up, aren't we, Dr. Bill, and create...
Well, you know what? People are going to reach their limit here very shortly. In a matter of weeks, if they don't start opening things up and stopping this foolishness and court violations and violations of rights to free speech, let me tell you, there's going to be consequences.
Yeah, the people are going to turn on each other.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Supplements. Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Deborah, I have your website up on your YouTube channel, and you got a lot of pictures of you there in, you know, COVID, lockdown, global bankruptcy. That's what was done 32 minutes ago, and then you have one day ago, a breakdown on current testing procedures.
Okay, so the one that you just read, COVID, that's the one we posted probably 20 minutes ago.
Well, it says 32 minutes, so now it's a few minutes later, so it's 32 minutes. Slight correction. Go ahead.
Thank you for for that, Dr. Bill. I needed that. Yeah. Okay, so
I don't make that boost you up. Listen, you're a brain at this, and you're a warrior. But people don't understand. The average person is listening. They don't have filtered water, so they've been making themselves infertile for decades. They're going to submit themselves to these freaking vaccines, which will, if the virus hasn't made you sterile, will make you have no sperm count or no ability to have pregnancies. And you got to read the documents. Agenda 2030, they don't want intrauterine pregnancies. Don't worry, women, about abortion. You'll never be able to have to abort again because you'll never have a intrauterine pregnancy. It'll be against the law. Wild human reproduction will be against the law, people. If they've sterilized you, if you try to reproduce and you have an intrauterine pregnancy, it'll be illegal. That's what these maniacs want to do, okay? Please continue.
Well, they've been doing it in China for years where they go child hunting and killing if they have more than one child.
Well, you know, my sister told me, she's a spoke three dialect, and she was a reporter for the Hong Kong Daily News because her husband's mother was from Shenzhen and swam across the harbor. She traveled, she was a reporter for several years now in Hong Kong, speaking three more dialects in Chinese than her mother-in-law was from China. You have to understand here, they went from the one-child policy to the two, but if you have a third child, they would kill you, and they would abort your baby right at the moment of delivery. And his mother bled to death, tough on him. That's another person gone. And you know what they do years ago? The communist Chinese, they'd stuff rice in a baby girl's mouth, and they'd give her water so it would swell up and it would choke her to death and she'd suffocate. But guess what? In rural China, they wouldn't report them even as live births. So there's millions and millions of female Chinese in the rural areas in China that the Communist Party didn't get their paws on because they wanted to kill all the girls.
Well, okay, is heading to USA Inc. We are Earth Inc., and what you're hearing Dr. Bill say right now are plans for us, reducing the population.
But guess what? We're not passive. Let's put it this way. Maybe they took me off of Spotify and Acast. We have non-lethal weapons. In fact, if you contact me, I'll give you the link to just go order pepper ball guns and paintball and how to weaponize your paintballs. Just irritate the eyes. Doesn't kill.
Okay, so I want to get into this document that I've started to cover in the video.
Let's do that. Let's get into that document. Is it up on your website, too, by the way?
Yeah, it's the video that you named called COVID, Lockdown, Global Bankruptcy, and the Plan. So I go over much of what you're going to hear me say right now, but because your listeners haven't heard that likely yet, because it's only been
right.
up a little more than a half an hour,
right.
I want to go over parts of it. It does talk in this document. Now, this document was put together by scenario planning. This is event forecasting and preparation for designing the future by the Rockefeller Institute and other corporations and other massive funders that are involved. It took them a year to put this particular plot together back in early 2010. They talk about future plans going up to the year 2030. And basically what this document will tell you is that on top of a shocked world, we will be easily manipulated into a totalitarian top-down government. That is described in this document. But there's something that I just was brought to my attention after I posted this that I want to go over with everyone that's listening. When you go to that YouTube I now have up, again, COVID on StopTheCrime.net, entitled COVID Lockdown Global Bankruptcy, the Plan. So on page 35 of the document itself, it says this: criminal networks also grow highly skilled at counterfeiting illicit goods through reverse engineering. Many of these ripoffs and copycats with poor quality are downright dangerous. In the context of weak health systems, corruption, and inattention to standards, either within countries or from global bodies like the World Health Organization, tainted vaccines entered the public health systems in several African countries, and this is again forecasting because this was written in 2010. Now they're saying in the year 2021, over 600 children died of bogus hepatitis B vaccine, which paled in comparison to the scandal sparked by mass deaths from the tainted malarial drug years later. Now, it was brought to my attention that Trump has been pushing an anti-malarial drug known as hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine, yeah.
This is what they're talking about here, tainted anti-malarial drug years later. So we're being poisoned by the vaccine industry that is, again, a business.
Well, something was going on for decades. I mean, in the 1950s and beyond, we had oncoviruses and the MMR vaccine. Please continue.
Well, absolutely. And I can tell you right now what we're seeing with all of this telecommuting, teleshopping, teleentertainment, teletravel, teleeducation, telemedicine, telecommerce, telepolitics, and telesocialization is all part of the plan. What you're seeing with this transition from going places physically is what was always intended, to lock us up in self-imprisoned homes that we're in and just only reach out via your internet. The internet in the document will be taken down along with cell towers. They say that with the increased enormity of the climate change events, our structures will fail. We will run out of money. There will be no more aid to help other countries because no one has any money. The only survival opportunities will be for those small community networks that band together and form abilities to survive through the disconnect. What we also know is that Rothschild and PG&E and your utilities is getting ready for massive continued blackouts, in other words, turning off your power. And we know that much of what was orchestrated with the torching of Northern California over many years, and specifically, most harshly, over the last several years, 2017, 18, and 19, where we lost thousands of homes, millions of acres, and many, many people died, burned alive. So
right.
what we also experienced during that time were other cutting off of cell towers. They burned up cell towers again. This was all intentional. So the night of October 8th of 2017, while the fires that were exacerbated by the chemtrails and by arsonists on the ground, as well as satellites, people were running out of their homes with the flames literally on their heels. Many people ran out in their pajamas. And I can tell you that they had no cell coverage because over 70 cell towers were burned down. This was a plan. This was to see how people would react without being able to communicate. Fortunately, you know, most people seem to have gotten out of that fire. There were a number of people stuck in their garages
right.
because they did not
know.
Well,
I think they should have long-range walkie-talkies and ham radio. I think people should start adapting.
Actually, what is important to understand with the ham radios is that the cabal has been taking out the repeaters, which allow your hams to travel longer distances.
What you can do
with the ham radios, which we have been doing and others in our network.
Get healthy.
This is the greatest importance.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8222.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With all the talk of when to reopen the United States, New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says states must be careful before reopening society.
We have to understand on the reopening, as much as we have this emotion, we want it to happen, we want it to happen now, and we can't take this anymore, and everyone feels the same. It is a delicate balance.
President Trump says it's his decision on when to start opening the United States and his alone, although he will be working with governors in each of the states to come up with a sensible plan. And former Vice President Joe Biden receiving a big endorsement as Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is endorsing him. That happened during a surprise appearance on the Vice President's livecast. Sanders also asking his supporters to support Biden and saying he will do what he can to help the former Vice President. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Car?
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
A lot more dangerous.
Well, let me get into the silent weapons
back.
We're coming back.
Deborah, I want you to get into your silent weapons again. What's going on here, Deborah, is this is the end game. This is like when people say this is not the tribulation. I'm thinking, as you mentioned before the break, on the break, people are living outside. They're starving. They can't order food. Their salaries are gone. There's like approaching 20 million people unemployed. The economy is crashing. It's only been like a couple months. And literally, America is dissolving. It's like it's melting, like, you know, the Wicked Witch. It's melting. Please continue.
Well, it absolutely is. And as we watch the more draconian measures being implemented on us, we're simply going to have to refuse. An example of that looked like this for me, personally. I was doing some business. I was inside the post office. I was talking to a few other people. None of us were wearing masks. A guy walked in with a bandana around his face, and he said, well, I need to get by you, but all of you are deniers. And I looked at him, and I knew exactly what he meant. And he said, why are you looking at me like I'm nuts? And I said, because you are. And so I left. And
a denier. What do you mean by a denier? What are you denying?
COVID,
what?
A COVID denier, because I wasn't wearing a mask. And the other people weren't either. So we were called deniers. Just like denier.
Oh, it's almost like a racial slur. Okay, you're a denier. Okay.
No, it's not a racial slur.
No, I know, but it's like that. It's like years ago when you were black or some other.
No, it's just like being called a denier for climate change.
Exactly. Yeah. In other words, it's an intellectual slur. Yeah. It's like you're an apostate of some kind, right?
Well, and so what was so interesting is I left and I sat outside for a minute looking through some things, and he actually came up through the front door of the post office with his cell phone. He was going to take pictures of us and report us. We are turning into a snitch society. Bullying has already taken hold long ago in the schools and in all levels of the corporate system. Everything is through a bully program.
Right.
And now we've got a snitch society being raised up. I will tell you that while talking with a group of people just yesterday, about eight people, we were socially distanced because we had to act, play the game, and wear the bandana and the coverings. And we were talking, standing in a circle, and a fellow walked up and said, "You're not allowed to loiter, and you're not allowed to stand here and talk. This is a park, and the parks have been closed."
Right.
So what we point out in our video that we've posted is that these are all an assemblance of policies. Everything that is occurring is a policy. Nothing is coming out of thin air. For example, the social distancing is a policy. This just didn't fall out of the sky when COVID, when they created the COVID situation to create a totalitarian global government everywhere, more extreme in areas that are already third world and under dictatorships. I'm hearing from people overseas, and particularly in South America, it has become extremely heavy-handed there. There are curfews at 3 o'clock. You can't go out. Only one person in the family can go shopping. A recent experience here in Northern California at a Target was that there are certain aisles now that are restricted because they're not considered essential products, such as clothes and shoes. So, again, I go back to what we were told and what I've been covering for years, that what is intended for us is to have nothing more than what we need for our vital existence. Anything beyond vital, and we don't determine the vital, is considered immoral. And so we're looking at that now. When we look at the essential workers, the essential workforce, who's selecting who's an essential workforce? Look at the corporate structure and the businesses that are being supported. But more importantly, Dr. Bill, we were talking to some doctors out of a local hospital here, and they were told to literally not take any non-urgent surgical patients in to keep the hospitals open and available for a massive influx of COVID virus patients.
Right.
The hospitals are sitting empty. The hospitals are draining money. They're going to be forced to close down. Again, in that NASA war document that I was just reading, and I discuss this in the video I have up, they talked about the worldwide impacts of ongoing IT revolution upon society. And they say telemedicine. There will be no more brick and mortar. In other words, Fauci, who is a globalist, and alongside with all of the other purveyors of this evil in all the corporate agency structures, including the CDC, which continues to be put forth as a public health agency. The CDC is a for-profit private corporation doing business and listed on Dun and Bradstreet. And that's important to know, and you'll notice in the video that I have posted, again, COVID lockdown, global bankruptcy, the plan, I have links under in the description under the video to all of what you're hearing me say about the CDC right now. You will see that they are indeed listed.
Center for Disease Creation, as I call them. Go ahead.
Well, it is, and the WHO as well. And what we need to understand is the enormity of the rigged structure, and particularly that we are all being harvested and we are the enemy.
Yeah, but you know, the problem is that people are passive. I mean, if you and I could actually reproduce ourselves and have 10,000 Deborah Tavareses and 10,000 Dr. Bill Deagle, just in America, 10,000, this game would be over. The problem is we have a passive society. In fact, I talked to you, some doctor colleagues of mine.
I have to add to this, because here's how it was for me. And I think many listeners can really associate with this. When I was younger and I was working and was self-employed, I was working 7 days a week. I had a young family.
Right.
I did not know this was all happening. I really thought that our elected officials were actually really creating a better life for all of us. That's what I thought until I started to have a little more time, wasn't fighting for our next month's mortgage with our business, and continuing to be 24/7, 365 with family business.
Right.
And then I had time to really look into it. I fell into it. I did not know then. I was as guilty as anyone else that is being considered passive right now, only because I did not know. So carry that forward now, 20, 30 years. We have had so much heavy overhead aerial death dumps, so much more infiltration of frequencies in our environment, so much more fluoride that we have many towns have digested, many fertilizers that have been have fluoride in them. We've been eating so much more intoxified food that we have become more passive simply because we have been controlled body, mind, and simply people are in a lethargic. Many people are so sick, Dr. Bill, they really have a hard time functioning.
I don't want to make that excuse. Let me add a little flavor to this, okay? You're correct. There's a lot of things that I call tenderizing people's intellect and their ability to fight back. But I think the basic problem is they want to spit on people like you and I that say are conspiracy theorists. So I had a talk with a young man the other day, and he said, it's impossible for you to believe that actually the 1918 pandemic or the current one were created in a lab. I said, I have the published papers. I have the name of the scientists. I've got everything. And you know what? He wants to argue with me, and they get really angry. I say, you know what? You're an idiot, and you're going to die an idiot. You have to understand here, the passivity of our population is going to be reached here shortly. When we don't start putting crops in the ground in the next month, we're going to start seeing a level of starvation in America like we haven't seen in the 1920s.
Well, Dr. Bill, when I spoke to Ted Turner a number of years back, and that is up on YouTube, called Ted the Terrible Turner, the Malthusian Ted the Terrible Turner,
right.
He said what was happening now was going to happen. And he said there would be massive shortages of water, the electricity would be turned off, there would be massive shortages of food, and we would start to cannibalize. So what I see rolling forward is not people standing up, but hungry, frightened, unemployed people that start going after one another, called cannibalizing their
own. Well, I think there's some extent that'll happen, to be honest with you. There's only takes 5% of the population to resist this, and the globalists are done. They're terrified of that 5%, especially encrypted communications.
Now, with a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871.
Back with Deborah. So, Deborah, you're giving us a story about World War II. Go ahead with your story, and I think lead us into what else you want to say in this last segment. Go ahead.
Well, I was just talking about our experience in St. Petersburg in Russia when we went there about 2 years ago, and they were talking about World War II and how the Nazis had surrounded St. Petersburg for over a year, and the people were not able to get any food brought in, and they were starving. They were actually eating the neighbors' kids. And they couldn't let people walk out on sidewalks because at the windows that were at sidewalk height, they would put hooks out and grab people to eat them. They were that hungry. People were trying to flee out of being surrounded and not able to plant food, trying to get out over frozen rivers in caravans late at night. But many of those caravans broke through the ice, and the bottom of some of these rivers and lakes are just stacked with vehicles that never made it. They also did try to sneak out at night and plant potatoes, but they were under fire. It was a nightmare, and they literally killed many people after they actually invaded, took over their homes, and allowed the poor people to move into estates. A family might move in if there was a 10-bedroom estate, there could be 10 or 11 families brought in to live in that person's home. There are unmarked cemeteries where they literally took people that were in resistance that had property and killed them, buried them in very shallow graves, and that was a cemetery that we wanted to see. We wanted to literally be driven out from St. Petersburg and take a look at this cemetery, but they would not allow us to do that. But I want to go back into the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document for a minute, because this is very essential and many people are unaware. This really does dovetail with the Rockefeller document that we've posted. And it's important to understand how Rockefeller and Rothschild colluded to create these policies that they agreed could take over 100 years to put in place. That is, they plan long term. They have big plans and very long term plans. We don't plan that way. But it's important to know that in 1982, the international bankers first announced their plans to wage war against the U.S. population in their Bankers Manifesto of 1892. And if you have not looked at the Banker's Manifesto of 1892, I would recommend that you do. And, however, it's important to note that the people weren't officially made enemies of the state until 1933, when Roosevelt, with the help of Congress, decided to steal the people's gold on behalf of the Federal Reserve, which is international bankers, and Roosevelt needed a state of emergency to pull that off. And there's very good information on how the Federal Reserve bankers stole our gold. And then here is an excerpt of a statute, and it says this: by this statute, everyone was required to turn in their gold. Failure to do so would constitute a violation of this provision. Such violation to be punishable by a fine, if not more than $10,000, and imprisonment for not more than 10 years. It was a seizure. Whose property may be seized without process of law under the Trading with the Enemies Act? The enemies whose gold was seized? Ours, the gold of the people of the United States. Are you seeing the fraud here? Who did they make the enemy? Of course,
right.
All of us.
So, and they also reinstate this every year, including the last few years, but Trump has reinstated the state of emergency since 1933.
That's
we have
exactly
our constitutional
right.
law suspended since 1933. Please continue.
That's exactly right. So it's important to note what we're being told in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document. Again, only about a 43-page document that I would recommend everybody download that and make a work and study book out of it, since you're hiding at homes now, in your homes now, and now you're being transitioned to remove.
And that's up on your website, stopthecrime.net, right?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
It is. And but I want to go over that a little bit, because in 1954 was the first meeting at the Bilderberg Hotel, and the global elite agreed to a cooperative agenda for taking control of the United States population, actually the world's population. And the U.S. military described this program in detail in this technical manual. That's the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. And in and that was in May of 1979. The plan was a result of the joint efforts of the Rockefeller Foundation, Harvard, and the U.S. Air Force. And again, I urge.
But that's why Harvard, by the way, is deeply involved with the COVID virus manufacturing and nanotechnology. Harvard is one of the deepest
so
deep state places.
So is NIH and so is Hopkins. They're all part of it.
They're all part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
so on page 4 of the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document, it tells us this. It's patently impossible to discuss social engineering or the automation of a society, the engineering of social automation systems, silent weapons, on a national or worldwide scale without implying extensive objectives of social control and destruction of human life, slavery,
right,
and genocide. And it's important to note that the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars is a manual in and of itself. It's an analog. It's a declaration of intent and claiming and stating war. And they talk about such a writing must be secured from public scrutiny. However, it might be recognized as a technical formal declaration of domestic war. Furthermore, whenever any person or group of persons is in a position of great power and without full knowledge of the consent of the people, uses such knowledge and methodologies and money for economic conquest, it must be understood that a state of domestic warfare exists between the said person or groups of persons and the public. We are at war. So page 5, it tells us the original purpose of the operational project and research project was to study the strategic and tactical problems of air and land defense, with the objectives of effective use of limited military resources against foreign enemies. It was soon recognized by Rockefeller and Rothschild, by those in those positions of power, that the same methods could be useful for totally controlling societies. With the inventions under their direction, those in positions of power strongly suspected that it was possible for them to control the entire world with the push of a button. And immediately the Rockefeller Foundation got into the ground floor by making a 4-year grant to Harvard College funding the Harvard Economic Research Project for the study and structure of American economy. And 1 year later, in 1949, the United States Air Force joined in. And here's something most important, because this is going to determine your survival, and here's what they're saying. War is therefore the balancing of a system by killing the true creditors, we the people. The public which we have taught to exchange true value for inflated currency, and falling back on whatever is left of the resources of nature and the regeneration of those resources. Again, falling back on the resources of nature and the regeneration of those resources. We are being pushed into only being able to survive by our own self-initiative. And I hate this word, resiliency, but then the document goes on to say, then in 1976, Congress decided to modify the national state of emergency, but continued to classify the American people as the enemy. So I want to say, knowing that we're the enemy, knowing that we have a structure that has been stealthily over many, many, many years set in place around us, we are in a trap. And the only way that we can see to empower ourselves, given the state that we are in, is to get unplugged from the grid.
Exactly, yeah. In other words, getting unplugged from the grid. Go ahead. Yeah, important.
What we were recently being told was some of the businesses that failed to close down in a timely basis when they were told to close their doors, they weren't certain if they were essential or not. What the utilities did was simply turned off the utilities because...
They did up in L.A., didn't they? They turned off their power and their water, didn't they, L.A.?
Well, they did. And what's important to note is that's all part of how you're tied to a system that's set to devour you. So the first thing first, we must get as self-reliant and off of the system that is killing and enslaving us. And one person at a time, we need to escape from what...
I call the leaves the local... Eternal Anointed Fellowship. The leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. In other words, disconnect. Don't even, as far as I'm concerned, I'm almost at the point now where I'm not even going to vote anymore. I'm actually just disconnecting from politics, like my Jehovah's Witness friend neighbors next door, who's an airline pilot. I'm thinking, disconnect from government, disconnect from people who won't listen. Start collecting with your local family and relatives and local people to protect each other and provide food and survival. And disconnect and get away from the big cities and so on. Do it now or die. How's that? Yeah, absolutely true.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Defense Kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.